That's fine.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Hi.
Would you say you definitely vote?
Yeah, probably? I'll be definitely voting. Yeah, definitely voting.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
No, your race. 40.
Oh, race? Oh, I'm white American.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican, a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Protecting abortion rights.
Not focused on. One, sorry.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
One.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Okay. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Lowering rent.
1.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
5.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Democrats and Congress.
Oh, unfavorable.
On a scale from 0 to 100, how much would you rate?
0. Oh,
okay.
That's 0.
Donald Trump.
8.
Said 8 or 80?
Yes, 8.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
0.
Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Ron Wyden?
I'll give him a 5. I really don't know much about him.
Okay. Danielle Bynum?
Not familiar with that one either.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
I'll give her an 8. She's been doing a good job.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Not real familiar with him.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
What was that?
MAGA Republicans.
I'll give them a 5.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Yeah, I'll give them a 5.
All right. I know it's still a long way off. But if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Donnell Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
The Reamer.
Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
I don't even know because I haven't done much research on her.
Okay.
Undetermined.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
disapprove. He's not even doing his job.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Savage, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
She's helped us out a few times, so she's working on things.
Okay. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent her community. In Fallon, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to her problems and get things done. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the Reamer, led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Sometimes over the course of survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Lori.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez the Reamer?
The fact she's been doing a good job already. If she supports firefighters.
Okay. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. She won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this? 0, not all convincing. 10, very convincing.
0. Right. Is this a survey for Janelle? Is this what this is for?
It's an overall public opinion survey. It's not specifically for a certain, yeah.
I'm going to stop you there. I'm at our kids' county fair right now, and so I've got things I got going, but I do appreciate you taking the time to do a survey, and I know it's a lot of work to do one, so I appreciate that, but I don't have much time left to get things ready. So I'm going to have to cut you off there, but I do appreciate you calling me.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
All right.